You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. The talk on Wall Street today is about those end-of-the-year bonuses and not about how great they'll be. A new report predicts many bankers will see smaller payouts, up to 20% smaller for some. Now, if you and your family don't work on Wall Street, you probably aren't crying a lot of tears over banker bonuses. But bonus culture is becoming a bigger deal in lots of jobs. In fact, one consultant says companies are setting aside record amounts of money for bonus payouts, but those same companies are also spending less on raises than they used to. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more on that.
A recent Aon Hewitt study found firms are devoting 12.9% of their payroll budgets to bonuses and other variable pay, an all-time high. 20 years ago, that number was 7.6%. Lots of factors are driving this move from annual raises toward bonuses. But no surprise, it's largely companies looking to save money. Gene Phillips is a professor at Penn State School of Labor and Employment Relations.
Now that budgets are tight, the economy isn't doing as well as many were hoping it would by now. I think that they're having to be creative in how they invest the resources that they do have.
Paying bonuses gives managers more flexibility to pull back during difficult years. Companies also believe bonuses help recruitment.
They're trying to attract, retain, and motivate a certain type of worker.
Michigan State professor Felice Klein studies compensation.
The highest quality workers actually like these pay-for-performance type systems because essentially they can be rewarded for performing very well.
But bonuses also create anxious employees who can't easily plan ahead when they don't know what they'll make. Even when their personal performance is strong, bonuses won't be fat if the company struggles overall. Barry Gerhardt is a University of Wisconsin business professor.
It's obviously very difficult when profits drop. If your bonus goes away and you still have your mortgage payments, your utility payments, and everything else.
Measuring performance becomes increasingly important as bonuses creep beyond Wall Street. Bankers' output isn't that hard to nail down. In other jobs, it's harder to tell, including for those HR execs who change your pay policy. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.